You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Bob Vines, Ciel D'Ascencio, and also Kiki Clarence Cooper, and they're here to talk about a program you may not be familiar with, but it's the Texas Master Naturalist Program. But first of all, I'd like to welcome all of you to the show, Focus on Campus. Thank you for being with us. Tell us a little bit about the program, how it started. Kiki, do you want to tell us about it?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, are you a Texas Master Naturalist? And I said, yes. And he says, oh, you're a nudist. And so we are not nudists. Let me get that straightened out right away. I'd like to read you our mission statement because that gives you a broad idea of what we are.
Okay.
To develop a core of well-informed volunteers to provide education, outreach, and service dedicated to the beneficial management of natural resources and natural areas within their communities. So what we're interested in is people learning about the Chihuahuan Desert. We have a great desert out there. It's beautiful. We want to conserve it. And we want to know all we can about it. So the Texas Master Naturalist Program trains people to be able to understand the desert, in our case, and then go out there and do volunteer work and spread the word. Now, do you know when it was started, Bob?
It was about 16 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so it spread like wildfire, right?
It was originally patterned after the Master Gardener program.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And but it's geared more toward the natural environment. And
these pictures you have, I'm sorry for interrupting, Bob, these pictures that you have on the brochure, these are all of the Chihuahuan Desert?
Sure. Actually, our group goes almost to Big Bend. There are over 40 Master Naturalist groups in Texas and a number in other states. Almost all states have Master Naturalist programs now. As Clarence was saying, it has exploded as in popularity. If you enjoy the outdoors and you wouldn't mind giving back a little, it's an outstanding program. The educational opportunity. It's 13 weeks of training, classes one night per week for 3 hours, and then some weekend extra events. And it's just an absolutely fabulous program for people who enjoy the outdoors.
Ciel, let me ask you this question, and forgive me, I do not mean to be sexist in any way, but sometimes when people first move to El Paso area, and I know my wife said that she thought we were on the moon, because people look at the mountains and the mountains are beautiful, but sometimes they just look at the desert and go, there aren't none but rocks out here. And I know that women, men too, love flowers and as Bob mentioned, they're out there, but you have to go look for them, and once you find them, they're beautiful.
I think part of what appealed me as a Master Naturalist is because we'd lived here so many years, and I found out I really didn't know the area. I didn't really know what kind of rock I was looking at, what was in the mountains, about all the water that really is an amazing amount of water here, and waterfalls. And now that I'm a Master Naturalist, it's like it's a wondrous fairyland out there. It is amazing. It's looking with totally different eyes after taking the class.
Tell us about the class. First of all, like you said, you see things with different eyes after you take the class. Were you a little hesitant at first to take the class? And then when you took the class, just kind of take us through it.
I wasn't hesitant. I was excited. As the class went on, I realized how little I really know about my area and how excited it was to learn about it. I can't say I still know how little I know. There's always new things to discover. And I think an important part of it, while you're learning, it's also fun. There's a lot of fun. We get to go places we never would go as individuals, field trips that we never probably would have had access to with professionals, people who understood what we were looking at. So I could take a hike and it would be a hike. But going with someone who was telling me what I'm actually seeing, what I'm walking on, how it was created, be careful when you step there because there may be this or that other type of animal that had been there and animal that may still be there. So it's really fascinating. It opens up your eyes to our area, which is really beautiful.
Are there any physical restraints? Like, or do people have to worry anything about, you know, buying special equipment or the fact that they might get hurt or they're out of shape, etc.?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, I used to take kids on hikes up in the Franklins, and the amazing thing is most of these kids, you know, they're grade school kids, have never been out in the desert. They've never seen anything that's out there. And so, yeah, as you get old, you can't walk as far, but, you know, I never had any problems. Yeah, and I want to plug this class that Bob mentioned because we need to get that number out there so that people can call.
Now is that similar to the class that SEAL took?
It is the same class.
Okay.
It's
the same class.
Okay.
Yeah.
We offer
okay.
it once
That's
a
what
year.
We're talking about.
Okay,
yeah.
So go ahead and tell us, give us the phone number and the date.
You need to write this number down if you're interested. It's 915-860-2515. And the person in charge that's going to sign you up for the class is Matt Santillan. Matt Santillan. Okay. And the program is sponsored by Texas AgriLife. That used to be the old Extension Service and Texas Parks and Wildlife. So when you call that number, that's who you're going to talk to, the person that works for them. And so we would really encourage people that are interested in being a Texas naturalist to call up and sign up. You've got plenty of time. It's February, what, 13th? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, Bob, that story that you told me, I just wanted to get across some of the things that we learn in these classes because it goes all the way from archaeology to geology to mammalogy to, you know, ecosystems. And they're fabulous classes. But the story you told me the other day about the snakes, I thought was really interesting.
Well, the kinds of things that you learn in class. I came here from the east and fell in love with the weather and the mountains. But the kinds of things you learn, you get exposed to things like rattlesnakes. Did you know there are 25 different venoms in rattlesnakes? And there's also, when you get bitten by a rattlesnake, there's a 30% chance that you have no venom at all. There's a 30% chance you get all these venom, but and how that venom affects you depends on which one of the 25 venoms that you happen to get. And so, of course, the important thing is to get to a doctor and have them do the analysis. But those are the kinds of things that you learn in these classes, is things that you really didn't know.
Seal, when you've talked to friends about this class and about the fact that you are a master naturalist, is it difficult to recruit them? And when I'm talking about friends, I'm talking about your female friends. Because some of them might think, and again, I don't want to be sexist, but some of them think, well, it's just a bunch of guys and they're going to go hiking. But my wife likes to go hiking. I mean, I said she thought we were on the moon when we first got here. But, I mean, the mountains are gorgeous and you see some things up there that you can't see from down here. And then when you're up there, you just see the whole valleys and the river and everyone has water. And you see a lot of things. So do people ask you, why are you doing this, Seal?
You know, not really. I think the biggest factor is time. There is a commitment in the beginning of the classes, the 13 weeks of training, and then there's volunteer time that you give back, but there's no pressure. There's a lot of time, and most of us get far more than the amount of hours. Most of it is finding the time to be able to just enjoy our environment, but we have probably an equal number of men and women. In fact, there's a lot of couples that are in it as well. And there's projects for everybody. It's not like everybody must climb a mountain or everybody must learn about snakes. There's so much variety in choosing different projects. So it really isn't hard to recruit if you're willing to take the time and be open to new ideas.
Now, we're talking about the class, which begins on the 13th of February. And one of the questions that people might have also is, okay, once I go through the class, how many hours do I need to volunteer? And also, is it capped at a certain amount of people? You know, after it gets to a certain amount, can I not join anymore? And is there a cost?
Well, I don't think we have a cap. Usually our classes run you know, 20 or 15 or 25 in that range. But we've never had to cap it. But it goes on. After you take the class, you're expected to do 40 hours of volunteer work a year to get certified. And you get recertified every year if you do this. And 8 hours of advanced training. Now, the advanced training is kind of neat, too, because you learn other things, you know, that you don't learn in the class. And so, like Seal says, it's time, you know. And if you can't hike, you can always go to those schools, you know, and talk about the desert ecology or whatever, because you know a little bit about a whole lot of things. Master gardeners are specific, you know, but we're generalists. We know about archaeology, ornithology, weather, aquatics, geology, all of these things. And some of the places where you can volunteer are Franklin Mountain State Park, El Paso Zoo, Museum of Archaeology, Ascarity Park, Waco Tank State Park, Guadalupe Mountains, Feather Lake, and others that I can't even think of. So there's
no limit.
Something to do for everybody.
I was remembering this weekend we're judging a science fair, and there's several master naturalists called on to do things
to
like
the
that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as far as the class, is this a nighttime class?
It is. It's Wednesday evening from 6 till 9.
Okay.
And we do have snacks and coffee. So if you come hungry, you won't leave hungry. There is a fee associated with the class. The fee is $150, but the important thing is we have scholarships available.
And so if someone wants to apply for a scholarship, they should call Matt.
Same number. Yeah, call Matt. Uh-huh.
And, of course, don't wait till February 11th.
No.
I want to get one of these for my wife for Valentine's Day. No. Mm-hmm. She might want that. It would be a good gift, right?
Mm-hmm. It would be a good gift. And that fee includes an incredible manual, a tote bag to carry your goodies in, which isn't big enough because you get so many things. It includes all the fees to all the activities, which would be in itself, I don't know what price that would be, but certainly would be a substantial amount. And again, there's snacks provided, so that's fun too. But the fellowship, what you learn, the activities, it really does open your eyes to El Paso being a very beautiful place.
You said that once you finish this class, you become a certified master naturalist. What does that mean, Seal, when you're certified?
It is recognition
that you can
go volunteer
at some of these
places. Knowledge. It's kind of a credibility when you speak about something that there is some facts behind your knowledge. It entitles you also to be able to volunteer, such as judging the science fair, such as working at different locations, because you have a background check along with this. You're recognized as having credentials.
There are some beautiful pictures on this brochure, but because of the technology that we have now, people don't pick up pieces of paper, don't pick up the phone or something like that. But do you have a website that they can go to so they can look at information?
The website?
Yeah, it's on. Okay. It's TXMN.org. You can get it from that, but our local is TXMN.org/trans-Pecos. Or you can just search on Google for Texas Master Naturalist. Or we're also on Facebook.
And that's very important because just about everybody is on Facebook. Well, thank you all very much. We've been visiting with Bob Vines, Seal DeAscenso, and Kiki Cooper talking about the Texas Master Naturalist class that is coming up on February 13th. But it's important that you call Matt Santian and register for the class, 860-2515. That's 860-2515, and find out more about this class. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.